The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The NFL's landmark settlement is already having a ripple effect here at the high school level.
I got a couple of calls last night from two players that could not play. I think parents are very worrisome about playing football.
Dan Cohane has coached football near Boston for 36 years and says the sport is safer than ever before thanks to new tackling rules nationwide.
You can't lead with your head both offensively and defensively with all the new helmets, and they are safer than they were years ago.
Even Grant is wearing this brand new Kevlar lining in his helmet for the first time.
I just feel more safe and protected.
A recent study showed more than 140,000 high school athletes suffered a concussion, with the highest rate among football players.
The consequences of a blow to the head or a concussion seem to be worse in children and especially teens because their brain is still developing,
leading many to have second thoughts about teens taking the field.
There's a reporter discussing the impact of the NFL's concussion lawsuits and settlements and what's going on with high school football, college football as well, sports talk in general, the NFL, beginning of the basketball season, that sort of thing. Number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits, the big talk topics of the week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. So we go through the top 10 for the week ending October 31st, the end of the month, and the end of a lot of discussions with regard to certain sports, beginning of new discussions. So pretty much as usual, what's going on in sports in general. Number 10 on the countdown.
Number 9.
Number 9, a focus specifically on the World Series. Who was talking about the World Series? What was being said about the Giants? Here's talk host, actually a couple of them together, Scott Pizant and Dave Cohen, talking about fans rioting in San Francisco after their team won the World Series this past
week. After the Giants beat the Royals, big celebration in San Francisco turned into violence.
Oh, come on. Not again.
There were arrests. Two people were shot. They're expected to survive. One person was stabbed. And the crowd celebrated the Giants' victory by hurling bottles and fireworks at police officers trying to disperse the crowd. They set bonfires. Television station there reports that the city transit system was temporarily shut down over concerns about safety, and there was a report that several buses were actually damaged. I have in front of me, because I was confused about this when I got in this morning and saw this.
Yeah, and so what the, why?
I'm confused. So I looked up the word celebrate, and I looked up the word violence, and I wanted to see if there was any connection there.
Is there?
Well, here's the definition of celebrate. To do something special or enjoyable for an important event, occasion, or holiday. Violence, the definition is, to use physical force to harm somebody, to damage property. Great destructive force or energy. Those two don't even go together.
No.
I mean, can anybody explain? You know, I don't know that we need a psychiatrist for this, but can anybody explain why there is violence that erupts? And this has happened not just recently, but this has happened for, you know, for many years. Why does violence erupt when there's a celebration over a sporting event? Yeah. I mean, it's happened in Toronto, it's happened in Chicago, it's happened in San Francisco. And San Francisco has the image, and you know this from living in California, has the image of being a very sophisticated city.
Very, and mellow in many ways.
And yet you think about the violence that has taken place with fans being beaten and stabbed outside of games, baseball and football games.
So even though the game was in Kansas City, they still went crazy burning things and throwing bottles. And then, like you said, people stabbed, shot. Yeah. It's terrible.
Can anybody explain this psychological phenomenon?
Number 8.
Number 8 item on the countdown, the situation with it having been a couple of years since Hurricane Sandy, the situation, did I use situation twice? I think I didn't. New Jersey Governor Christie making headlines this week after he was heckled during a press conference about the anniversary of Hurricane Sandy and the ongoing relief efforts. Of course, the way Christie handled the heckler is what made the headline.
I want to thank him so much. I know that we couldn't have accomplished all that we've accomplished here in Belmar without the two of us working together. And so he deserves great credit for that, as do the rest of the council. Matt, thank you very much. I want to thank you very much. I got the picture. I read it. Okay. So, you do yours too, buddy. So, we know. Now, listen, you all know me. So, if we're going to get into a debate here today, it's going to get very interesting and very fun. So, yeah, I understand. So, I'll be more than happy to have a debate with you anytime you like, guy, because somebody like you who doesn't know a damn thing about what you're talking about, except to stand up and show off when the cameras are here. I've been here when the cameras aren't here, buddy, and done the work. I've been here when the cameras weren't here and did the work. So, I'm glad you had your day to show off, but we're the ones who are here to actually do the work. So, turn around, get your 15 minutes of fame, and then maybe take your jacket off, roll up your sleeves, and do something for the people of this state. So we'll see. Now listen, everybody. What we need, good. And there's been 23 months since then when all you've been doing is flapping your mouth and not doing anything. So listen, you want to have the conversation later, I'm happy to have it, buddy. But until that time, sit down and shut up.
And don't cross my bridge. Oh, God love all these politicians. As we get closer to the election, even though he's not up for election, things get a little more tense in the world of politics and public service, as perhaps well it might be. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, October the 31st. The top 10 items in scrutiny here as we continue in a matter of moments with the number 7 issue of the week.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis revealed one simple solution: frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Number seven this week on the Talk Radio Review focuses on the continuing discussion and debate of what's going on the planet, climate change, influences from what to make what. Is it colder this fall than it was last year? Is it warmer this fall? We've had a hot year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's host Alana Minkowski talking to Paige Lavender from the Huffington Post about the Weather Channel's recent statement on climate change after one of their founders claimed that climate change was just a myth.
While climate change skeptics may never change their tune, the Weather Channel is doing its best to shut them down. On Wednesday, the cable network released its official position statement on global warming, declaring the bottom line is that the rate of greenhouse gas emissions increasing, a significant warming trend is expected to also continue. Now, the Weather Channel has been closely covering the effects of man-made climate change for years, but they might have felt the need to say something definitive after the network's co-founder, John Coleman, declared climate change a myth. See, on Monday, Coleman joined none other than Fox News to share this bit of wisdom.
You know, a climate skeptic can rarely get on TV ever since Al Gore made it a plank of the Democratic Party. It's a tough go for people who don't believe in climate change.
Now, Coleman hasn't worked at the Weather Channel since 1983, and he's never formally been trained as a meteorologist. But Paige, you know, do you think there'll be a moment where climate change skeptics like John Coleman are not even given the opportunity to really be able to express those views on television?
Yeah, you know, a lot of places think that you have to sort of present both sides of an argument. You know, you have the climate change, the people who insist that it is true. That would be the scientists and most people. You know, 97% of climate scientists, I think, insist that climate change is real. And then you have the people who are deniers, like this guy. But some places are actually taking steps to sort of limit the less factually backed information that's getting out there. The BBC actually earlier this year asked their reporters to significantly curb the amount of airtime that climate change deniers got because it's not, their beliefs aren't really backed up by fact. So that's one place that's actually taking a step to maybe to, you know, calm down that talk from climate change deniers and maybe focus a little more on the scientific evidence.
And I love, too, that Fox News did label him as a meteorologist, although, as we said, he's never had any formal training or anything to qualify him as such.
All right, so my comment on that is the smugness in their voices pretty much tells that story. That's the way the news media wants people to believe, or some people that are in the media. That's fine and dandy. The conversation continues. Countdown extra time now. Many of you have heard that the man wanted in the trooper ambush in Pennsylvania has been captured. His name is Eric Frein, and here's part of the story.
David, Eric Frein was caught by U.S. Marshals in an abandoned airport hangar. Frein, seen here after his capture, was armed, but no shots were fired. Now a huge section of eastern Pennsylvania can breathe a sigh of relief. He's been on the run for weeks after allegedly ambushing two state police officers, killing one of them. He was thought to be extremely dangerous, a man who had been preparing for a confrontation with police and who had military and survivalist training. There was a huge manhunt involving over 1,000 police officers. Schools were shut down, and whole communities were urged to stay indoors. There was fear that he might reappear to conduct a mass shooting. David, the situation could not have been more dangerous, but now it's over.
The situation could not have been more dangerous. The guy didn't really put up a fight at all. He certainly is wanted for a heinous crime. 7 weeks on the hunt for him. Trackers found items they believe he hid. Soiled diapers, empty packs of cigarettes, an AK-47, ammunition, a couple of pipe bombs, that sort of thing. So if he'd wanted to, he could have caused significant damage. So he didn't. So what's in the mind of somebody who does something like that? There'll be plenty of debate in the next few days about that, probably on the list next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, 21 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six
item on this week's Talk Radio Review focuses on the fellow that runs Apple, Mr. Tim Cook. Here's talk host Matt Murphy with analyst Cliff Sims. They discuss what they did and didn't like about what Apple CEO Tim Cook had to say earlier this week about himself.
I think you and I are more in agreement than you would probably think on Tim Cook.
Okay, yeah.
We probably don't agree on the gay marriage issue. I don't care. This is where my libertarian streak runs real wide, mm-hmm. right? I don't think it's going to affect my life in any way. I think it's coming anyway, blah, blah, blah. And we can disagree on that. We can debate it.
Sure.
But I would say this, and I tweeted it out yesterday, and my tweet was this, and I know yours would be slight. While I might agree with Tim Cook on gay marriage issues, I'm not about to sit here and be lectured mm-hmm. by a dude mm-hmm. who earns his millions and millions of dollars based on, in part, human rights abuses going on in China that are unimaginable to most of us here in the United States of America.
Right.
Heal thyself, doctor. Don't come into Alabama and start preaching to us. How about bring one of those plants that you got in Red China where they work workers 7 days a week, working untold hours. They work them beneath the age of 15 in many circumstances. Bring that plan over to Alabama and help us out.
Yeah. So people who hadn't been paying attention to this, basically Tim Cook gets invited into something called the Alabama Academy of Honor, which is reserved for 100 living Alabamians at a time or a member of this academy. And it's supposed to be a real honor. And so they invite Tim Cook down. He's getting inducted into the Academy of Honor with the likes of Nick Saban and Jeff Sessions and folks like that. And so Tim Cook, a resident of Palo Alto, California, who is an Alabama native,
yeah,
comes back, and it's a real cool, like an honor.
I mean, he's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, no, you know, question.
He's
no
a big
question.
Deal.
Huge deal. Really cool for Alabama and for Auburn University that he's. Anyways, so he comes down, and instead of getting up on stage like everyone else does and saying, "I'm so humbled and honored to be invited to this," that you know, whatever, he proceeds for several minutes to explain that Alabama has a history of being slow on human rights and basically lecturing us on our past and now our present with regard to gay rights. And he just gives this whole, like, politically motivated speech he's just lecturing us. And my response was not so much to – I actually didn't say anything about the issue. Like if he, what he was talking about. My issue is the same as yours, is here you are, Mr. Palo Alto, California, who left the state of Alabama to go, you know, do your thing, and now you want to swoop back in and lecture us on how we're supposed to live our lives. I thought the timing was extremely inappropriate, and it was a low-class move. And so I, you know, as folks are known to do, took to Twitter.
Fire that up.
Yeah, swooping in here.
Well, I've got two thoughts here. One is, and maybe you could make the case that Alabama could not have anticipated that he was going to do this, but we invited him.
Yeah.
And so I guess you invite, when you invite him, you maybe invite this too. But at the same time, if I have problems with you, Cliff, if I have some real problems that I can't get out of my head, and you invite me to dinner, right? I have a decision to make. I either have to say, you know, I'm going to put those problems aside.
Right.
Cliff has invited me into his home.
Right.
He's invited me to dine with him
mm-hmm.
and his family, and I'm going to set those issues aside for another time, or I decline the invitation. The other option is to be, as you put it, low class.
All right. So there's a couple of different points of view on an issue that has much attached to it in terms of significance and conversation. While we're in Alabama, kind of a fun story, an Alabama man's dog happily leads police to where his master was hiding. A good story that you'll find at DougStephan.com this weekend. Doug Stephan here on the Countdown. We proceed with the numbers 5 to number 1 in the next half hour of this week's Countdown.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen saying hello to the folks listening in Austin, Texas this weekend, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Indianapolis, Indiana, Raleigh, North Carolina, Providence, Rhode Island, Norfolk, Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee, Greensboro, North Carolina, West Palm Beach, and the list goes on and on and on. A lot of folks in Florida listen each week to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Reviewing where we are to this point, the number 10 item in the charts for the week of October 27th to the 31st has to focus on sports talk radio in general, some of the NFL action, et cetera, et cetera. LeBron James coming back to Cleveland. Number 9, Giants winning the World Series. Number 8, Chris Christie in the news again. The climate situation is number 7. Tim Cook at Apple, number 6. And so, we get to number 5.
Number 5.
Number 5 this week, a focus on controversial Eric Holder. From Fox, Brett Baier talks to Nina Eason from Fortune magazine about Attorney General Holder's comments. Essentially, they focus on the subpoena he issued, labeling a Fox reporter as a co-conspirator, a leaker, if you will.
Eric Holder, the Attorney General, taking questions, and one of the questions he was asked was, do you regret something? What would you do differently? Take a listen.
What's the one decision you made that you wish you could do over again?
I think about the subpoena to the Fox reporter, Rosen. I think that I could have been a little more careful in looking at the language that was contained in the filing that we made with the court. He was labeled as a co-conspirator.
Now, Attorney General Holder in 2010 personally approved of the search warrant into James Rosen's emails, our chief Washington correspondent, as part of a leak investigation. James put out a statement today through Fox saying this: throughout this ordeal for my family and me, I have tried to keep my head down and continue covering and breaking the news. I consider myself blessed to have an employer in Fox News and a boss in Roger Ailes who have stood by me and enabled me to remain focused on what matters most to me. Me today in professional terms, first-rate journalism. At some later point, I may have more to say about this entire controversy, which, as commentators from across the ideological spectrum have noted, does indeed raise serious concerns about the state of press freedoms under the present administration. Suffice to say, for now, that the Attorney General's latest comments about my case, like his previous remarks, scarcely address the relevant facts of his conduct. Back to the panel. Nina, what about this?
Well, I think it's also a question of just the power, the overwhelming power of this attorney general, or any attorney general, obviously, but just over an individual. So this is a journalist doing his job, and he was called co-conspirator in a criminal documents. And so he sort of offhandedly said that. It just shows you, like, the level of power that the Justice Department, the IRS, these other institutions have over you, and you made a mistake at the end of the day.
Number four.
The number four item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show has to do with the presidential elections, who's running for 2016, we haven't gotten through the midterm elections. Here's host Bruce Wolf with Dan Prof talking to financial analyst Jonathan Hunnig about Hillary Clinton's comments. She focused on business. She's already trying to take back some of these comments, as a matter of fact.
Interesting comments from the next president of the United States recently, Hillary Clinton, who said that corporations don't create jobs. It was a corollary to you didn't build that, President Obama's famous dictum of the 2012 campaign season. But then she tried to walk it back a little bit because she realized how idiotic it was, right?
You sometimes have to scratch your head and wonder if Democrats, many of the leading Democrats, know where wealth comes from at all. I mean, you're right. Not only Obama's famous comment now about, say, you didn't build that, but Hillary's comment now about corporations don't create jobs.
Cattle futures create jobs.
Where do jobs come from? Where does wealth come from? Hillary is always so adept at talking about redistributing people's wealth, who deserves it more than you, the person who actually makes it. I honestly don't think she knows where it comes from, especially since it's been literally decades since this woman has been in the private sector. Maybe she's forgotten that it's the private sector that creates jobs. Oh, yeah, government can create jobs. We've seen that before. Solyndra, all that government largesse. But in terms of remunerative jobs, jobs that actually build wealth, create wealth for the economy, corporations are the only ones that can do that. Hillary doesn't seem to understand.
She was just using a little left-wing shorthand. That's what. That's all that was. But
yeah, I mean, we've come so far from, you know, what's good for business is good for America, right? And even to Hillary's husband's tenure, you know, back then in the late 90s, businesses were revered. They were respected. We saw big companies like Microsoft, Sun Microsystems, Oracle were just. They were moral. They were creating the wealth that was changing our lives. No, now 15 years later, Mrs. Clinton and many on the left, even some on the right, have this perception that, you know, business is evil, it's a monopoly, it hurts the environment, it hurts small business people,
That's it right there. Small business, okay, just don't grow. Because if your small business grows into a big business, then at some point you cross some Maginot line that the left has drawn, and you become evil at a certain number of employees, or at a certain profit margin, or at a certain gross revenue number.
Yeah, and no one could, of course, define where that is. And Dan, what's missing from that is the understanding between political power and economic power. And Mrs. Clinton and many politicians, they love political power. They want to use the government's gun to force you to do what you might not would otherwise do in the economic realm. That's stuff like bailing out GM and the banks. Economic power is earned. You know, Apple is a huge company because people wait in line to buy their products. Walmart is a huge company because it saves people millions and millions of dollars every year and provides a good service and a good value. So it's we who make big business big. It's government which makes government guns the primary driver of the economy.
Number right. three.
Number three this week on the Talk Radio Review is the focus on ISIS, the battle in the Middle East, all the fighting going on there. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about concerns that ISIS is plotting an attack here in our country.
Security is being stepped up around thousands of government buildings around the country.
The directive announced by Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. No specific threat has been identified, but officials here are trying to be proactive and prevent the type of scene we saw in Canada last week, for example. And there is great concern, Congressman.
Well, there is. And when you see what happened in Australia, where 14 individuals who were willing to go to Syria to participate in the fight were told by ISIL leaders, no, stay in Australia, randomly pick your targets, behead them, and then send us a videotape of that so we can use it for propaganda purposes. Well, you see activity and arrest in America, France, Germany, the attack that happened in Brussels, the arrests that happened in Great Britain. I mean, the problem here is getting more severe. And as long as the folks in ISIL can continue to show that they're fighting back and they're not being defeated by a kind of a half-hearted effort, you're going to have a Western pipeline of these individuals continue to show up, and that's dangerous because they're going to go home at some point.
Absolutely, or in our case, come home, which is of great concern with the repeated calls online by ISIL radicals for sympathizers to attack government officials, politicians, police, and a number of people, just as you said. In Britain, they're very close to being overwashed, which you explained means their resources can't keep up with the individuals that have both gone to Syria and fought and have come back. And there'll be a point where they'll have to do a priority list, meaning people they think are a danger that they can't keep up with, which is, we're not far behind that, I would guess, and then there's going to be a lot of screams about civil liberties.
Absolutely, and we know that our resources are limited, too. We've got a whole host of problems our law enforcement community, including our FBI, is engaged in. And the larger this number is, the less likely it is that they'll be able to keep tabs, if you will, on all of them. And so if you know that they've gone and participated in some activity in Syria, that's great. That's a pretty good indicator. But sometimes they'll go to that region and then just fall off the grid for 30 days, 60 days, 120 days. Well, you can fairly piece together that you believe that that's what they've done, but we can't quite prove it. Now, that's a whole new standard. They're United States citizens. Now we've got very limited resources. That person's probably and likely going to fall off the list. Now we've got a problem because that list will grow, and it's continuing to grow.
Fear, fear, fear. Be scared. Be afraid. It's horrible. Come on, you guys. You can do better than that, although I've never heard anything from Mike Rogers that sounded remarkably positive. And most of whatever comes out of his mouth is all scare, 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 fear, fear, fear. That's how you get people to vote. He's not running anymore for election because he can become a talk host. But let's see how negative that can be. 16 minutes before the hour. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and 12 ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Number two.
Number two this week in the countdown, the focus on Ebola. And not only the problems that it presents in terms of health and well-being, but personal freedom problems in between going on a bike ride and taking delivery of a pizza. The story of nurse Casey Hickox got lots of national attention this week. She and her boyfriend watched a movie, apparently. The state police were all around them. They followed them as they took a bike ride. You've probably all seen pictures of that. She was the nurse who treated Ebola patients in Sierra Leone and has been the focus of what to do or what not to do, which came into Newark Airport. She said the situation was confusing, disorganized, no leadership, and it seems to have continued that way. She came back to the U.S. under what Maine is calling a voluntary quarantine in her home. She has rebelled against the restrictions, saying that her rights are being violated. She's no threat to others because she has no symptoms. Meanwhile, a lady in Texas who has more or less the same story voluntarily this week decided that she was going to go into quarantine and stay there. It's a personal preference, is it, or is it a matter of public safety? Something that will continue to be discussed. Meanwhile, this week on my daily Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and I talked to Dr. Ron Hoffman about the fear that's gripping this country when only one person has died from Ebola, and he didn't get it here. He wasn't even an American. He was already sick when he got here.
It's crazy. It's so paradoxical because on the one hand, it's why does it seem so hard, you know, with this guy who was exposed to everyone, the guy who died, Duncan.
Yeah.
Nobody except the health workers, a couple of health workers came in contact with him, got sick. His family didn't get sick. All the people in the, you know, the community that he was around, they didn't get sick. So what's up with that? They now believe that the Ebola virus could survive on surfaces for 50 hours or more. So how come more people aren't getting sick? It's very mysterious. Yeah. I think we just don't know enough about it.
Meanwhile, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, says to the nurse, he made sure she was encapsulated, if you will, quarantined. I'm going to sue you. And Chris says, go ahead.
Get in line.
Yeah. We ordered takeout for you later.
The interesting thing I heard this week is that the Nigerians who would see the health workers come in their suits were sure that they were space people coming to harvest their organs. Right? And that's why they were having such trouble, so they had to redo the whole kind of plan to let these people know that they were there to help.
All right, another situation. Remember the story of the Ebola victim's fiance, Thomas Eric Duncan, came to this country to spend time with his fiance. Now she is struggling to recover after she lost her husband, most of her personal belongings. She says she's effectively homeless because of the stigma of the virus. Her name is Louise Tro. She's been cleared of the virus and apparently last week got a clean bill of health, but she was quarantined in a home during the final days of Duncan's life. She said she didn't know what she was going to do. She's crammed into her daughter's modest apartment. Nine people are living there. Imagine that in this world. Nine people living in one apartment, and they're all worried a little bit about Ebola. I think they ought to be. 51 past the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one item this week in the issue department on the Talk Radio Countdown Show are the midterm elections that take place next week. All prepared, know about all the issues, ready to vote for the person that is of your dream. Is there a politician who is of your dreams? Well, let's see if we can figure this out. A couple of talk hosts, Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette, here talking to political analyst Trey Hardin about the Republicans regaining control of the Senate.
You see the Senate doing what in terms of Republican control?
I see the Senate flipping. I do. I just think the numbers continue to show it consistently with a number of polls. There's a ABC Washington Post poll out today that is very compelling and just shows a trend, not just on the generics on Republican versus Democrat, but just in terms of where people's view of the president is and how they associate him with the Democrat Party and how that's dragging down in some of these states. I just think at the end of the day, it's too difficult for the Democrats to defend this many seats where they have incumbents, this many seats that happen to be in purple states as well. It's just, I think, too difficult to defend, not enough money to defend them, and the politics just aren't in the favor.
Trey, which
states do you see flipping from Democrat to Republican in the Senate? Which races are, I'll bet New Hampshire is a possibility?
Well, I think it's a possibility. I think that one's on the fringe. I don't think it's as obvious as maybe a couple others. I think that if you look at Iowa, obviously held by Senator Harkin right now, who's retiring, I think that the Republicans are definitely poised to win that state with Jody Ernst taking on Bruce Braley, a current House member. I think you'll see, I think you look at states like Colorado and North Carolina, both with Democrat incumbents that really have become purple states now, obviously states that Obama, you know, won, but that they're, you know, but that it was very close, and there's a heck of a lot of independents in both states. I mean, North Carolina has seen a huge surge of independent voters in the Charlotte area and the Research Triangle, Raleigh-Durham area, and of course, Colorado is filled with independents really all around the state. So I think you've got a lot of folks that have been that aren't really tied to political party, but that are ready to go out and vote for someone, and I think it's going to be a Republican this time.
All right. What thinks you, what say you in this event? Is that what the thought process is with you? Just change whoever's there. That's what a lot of people are telling me on the radio. Here's host Bobby Walsh talking to political analyst Doug Johnson about what Johnson thinks the Republicans are doing wrong that could end up being a problem as they try to take over the Senate.
Well, he and I got talking about something that we both think the GOP is doing wrong, and I thought I'd let you take it.
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting. The GOP is said to be nearing a possible win of the Senate, and I'm nervous. I think they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. I'm not sure they'll win. I'm waiting with bated breath. But, Gunther, what hits me is that we're not seeing a strong stand on anything. And this is all across America. It's not just in one election here or there. And a perfect example is right here in Colorado, which is a pivotal state in these elections. Both the gubernatorial election and the senatorial elections out here are very critical because Colorado, there's a fight to try and turn Colorado back to a red state from the blue state it became a few years ago. And in this process, and what jumped out at me is that the Republicans are doing very little advertising. They're really remaining low-key, and as I looked into it, what I found is the general attitude of the establishment Republicans, the GOP overall, is that if they just lay low and don't make any waves, the Democrats are in enough trouble, they'll be able to win and the Democrats will lose, as opposed to standing up and saying, this is what we stand for, and letting Americans respond to that. And once in a while, you see a little something. Yesterday, Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican Party, said that if they win the Senate, meaning the GOP, they'll stop Obama's un-American amnesty. Now, he didn't say they'll stop amnesty. What he said is we'll stop the executive action.
Right.
They'll run it through Congress because the Republicans as a whole, the establishment part of the Republican Party, is very much for amnesty. The American people aren't, but the establishment part of the party is. And unless the only thing is that they will respond to the voters, if we make a big enough stink, they'll listen to us.
Right.
And so I look at this, and that's just one example, and I'm saying, you know, yeah, you might squeak through a victory, but if you take a strong stand on the issues, you know, standing for what the American people want, people would rally behind you, and they'd have such a wave, it would be historical. And we're not seeing that, and it's unfortunate because it's a great opportunity for them.
A lot of people concerned in Colorado because of their new election system, some tight races there. What preoccupies voters? Social issues? No. Concerns about the economy, health care, the Islamic State, and Ebola, according to the Associated Press poll that has been done this past week. How does that reflect on what you're thinking? We're trying to find out what you're thinking. Tell us the poll at DougStephan.com on the top 10 topics. Tell us what you think is the most important one. Check it out at DougStephan.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.